Master Scheduling in MPC. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines master scheduling, its key output, the Master Production Schedule, MPS, and the Master Scheduler as follows. Master Scheduling. The process in which the master schedule is generated and reviewed and adjustments are made to the Master Production Schedule, MPS, to ensure consistency with the production plan. The MPS, the line on the grid, is the primary input to the material requirements plan. The sum of the MPSS for the items within the product family must equal the production plan for that family. Master Production Schedule, MPS, a line on the master schedule grid that reflects the anticipated build schedule for those items assigned to the master scheduler. The master scheduler maintains this schedule, and in turn, it becomes a set of planning numbers that drives material requirements planning, MRP. It represents what the company plans to produce, expressed in specific configurations, quantities, and dates. The MPS is not a sales item forecast that represents a statement of demand. It must take into account the forecast, the production plan, and other important considerations such as backlog, availability of material, availability of capacity, and management policies and goals. C. Master Schedule. Master Scheduler. Often the job title of the person charged with the responsibility of managing, establishing, reviewing, and maintaining a master schedule for select items. Ideally, the person should have substantial product, plant, process, and market knowledge because the consequences of this individual's actions often have a great impact on customer service, material, and capacity planning. C. Master Production Schedule, MPS. Master scheduling is a process that a master scheduler uses to produce a master schedule based on the production plan and other inputs. And the key line or output of this schedule or grid is a master production schedule, MPS, also called the build schedule. One of the key operational concerns in master scheduling is making sure that the master schedule is kept up to date. Master scheduling is a dynamic process. It requires continual changes to the master scheduling grid as customer orders are received. The current planning period elapses, and a subsequent period rolls into the current planning period position. For this reason, maintaining the schedule requires a consistent periodic review and update cycle, timely transaction processing, as in the recording and reporting of data. Master scheduling can be supported by application software or integrated enterprise resources planning systems. These usually employ weekly or daily planning periods and update cycles. They also provide timely transaction processing and reporting. This provides a high level of assurance that the MPS input to material requirements planning will keep manufacturing resources and output aligned with the sales and operations plan. It can also help ensure inventory balances will support reliable order promising. Similar to S and OP, the four fundamentals of master scheduling are demand, supply, volume, and 1009. Master scheduling is driven by S and OP and demand management. The outputs of master scheduling drive material planning, demand management, and rough cut capacity planning. A smooth transition from S and OP to master scheduling is an important step in manufacturing planning and control. Exhibit 4-39 shows where master scheduling fits in the manufacturing planning and control hierarchy. Exhibit 4-39, manufacturing planning and control. The key planning input is the production plan generated in S and OP. Note how the key input from demand management is now demand in individual end items rather than in aggregated product families. Also, replenishment orders from distribution centers as part of distribution requirements planning provide additional actual demand input. On the capacity planning side, note how rough cut capacity planning, or CCP, helps validate that critical or bottleneck resources have sufficient capacity for the MPS, which is a key output of the master scheduling process. Preparing the master schedule represents a significant change in the scope and objectives of planning in the MPC process. The tactical planning at the S and OP level is refined in master scheduling by shifting focus from S and OP's product family volumes to the mix of products comprising a product family. The master schedule is the translation of the sales and operations plan into specific products, with both their quantities and timing determined. This is really where we start getting down into what has traditionally been called materials management. Materials management is defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as the grouping of management functions supporting the complete cycle of material flow, from the purchase and internal control of production materials to the planning and control of work in process. WIP, to the warehousing, shipping, and distribution of the finished product. Exhibit 4-40 details the differences between what is handled in S and OP versus master scheduling. Exhibit 4-40, master scheduling versus S and OP. The master schedule is therefore the disaggregated version of the sales and operations planning production plan. The master schedule must be tightly linked to the other manufacturing planning and control, MPC, processes. The flow of demand and planning information between master scheduling and the other MPC processes is critical for successful master scheduling execution. How MPC components fit into business hierarchy. Exhibit 4-41 interrelates the manufacturing environments to the MPC components and the strategic, tactical, and operational planning elements of the business hierarchy. Note how master scheduling is a tactical level operation. Exhibit 4-41, MPC components and business hierarchy. This exhibit shows how business planning horizons shrink as planning becomes more detailed and intense. Note that the horizons shown are for illustrative purposes and could differ depending on the industry. Note also how the level of detail at the master scheduling tactical level will depend on the manufacturing environment. For the validation column, note the addition of financing as a validation step. This is where the financial merits of the overall strategy are assessed and approved or rejected, and where investment financing is determined. Note that the lowest operational level encompasses production activity control as well as purchasing.